This morning on WCHL, record low temperatures in the Chapel Hill Carborough community have added pressure to a part of our community already stretched thin.
We're going to have additional people that are going to need to be sleeping with us. We'll have additional people that will come in to eat, try to get a hot meal.
Still, no Julius Nangoro in court, but the former Carolina administrator has his day in court set, and
I think our whole education system, from strengthening our community colleges, pre-K through the university, is really critical.
Representative Verla Insko of Chapel Hill says her focus is education in this new year. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning will get you ready for the Carolina men's second go at it at the Atlantic Coast Conference against Miami tonight. And
it's a big hooray for the ACC and more big boos for college athletics.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05 at WCHL. Yesterday at this time, it was 9 degrees. This morning, it's 14. So a little bit of an improvement, and better days are to come. It is going to be sunny today, not as cool. We'll get into the upper 30s before the end of the afternoon. Interfaith Council Executive Director John Dorward says the cold temperatures are only adding to the stress on our community's homeless population and those who have problems keeping warm.
When the weather gets this cold, we see extra people. I haven't looked at the official count at the shelters, but I know that we had additional women and additional men last night. And our attitude in weather like this is that we basically try not to turn anyone away. We try to take everybody who shows up at the door who wants to stay.
Temperatures here in the Triangle dropped to a record low for the day, January 7th. 9 degrees, our official low yesterday morning. Dorward says as the temperatures get low, the number of those in need gets high.
We're going to have additional people that are going to need to be sleeping with us. We'll have additional people that will come in to eat, try to get a hot meal to help combat this. And then we're going to see more people who maybe have a less than adequate heating unit in wherever it is that they're staying are going to be looking for more help with that.
One way Dorward says the IFC helps is by giving out heat sources at its crisis unit in Carborough.
We've been handing out a lot of heaters and blankets and coats and all of those sorts of things to people who are trying to cope as well as they can with these frigid temperatures.
Dorward says little federal government funding is available for shelters anymore, so the organization has to turn to the community to ask for its help.
We get help from all the local governments, congregations and foundations, individuals, businesses. We do well with that. So our funding comes from a variety of different sources. It's just not very much of it coming from the government standpoint anymore.
The Interfaith Council for Social Services, Community Services, Food Pantry, and Administrative Offices are located at 110 West Main Street in Carborough. Community House Men's Residential Facility and Community Kitchen are in downtown Chapel Hill at the corner of Columbia and Rosemary. The Home Start Residential Facility for Women and Children is located at 2505 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. If you'd like more information about the IFC, and if you'd like to help, you can find this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Former UNC African and Afro-American Studies Chair Julius Nangoro was scheduled for his second court appearance yesterday morning on one felony charge connected to the UNC academic and athletic scandal, but he was not there. Nangoro's name was on the court's docket, but Orange Chatham County District Attorney Jim Woodall said yesterday afternoon that the appearance of Nangoro had been postponed. His next court date has been set for April 29th. Woodall added that that date could be moved up by a week. Bill Thomas, Nangoro's attorney, was not in the courtroom either. In December, an Orange County grand jury indicted Nangoro on the charge of obtaining property by false pretenses. Orange and Chatham County District Attorney Woodall alleges that Nangoro accepted $12,000 for teaching a summer class at UNC, which he did not teach. Woodall told WCHL News that if he were to be convicted on that charge, it would likely not result in time in prison. Following the indictment, the 59-year-old Nangoro, who lives in Durham, had his first appearance in district court on December 3rd. While he was there, he didn't speak and offered no comment before or after the appearance. Nangoro had appeared before a magistrate earlier in the day and was released on a $30,000 bail bond. Woodall said while the investigation has finished, at least one other person could be charged. There's a potential for that, he said, adding that if an additional person is charged, it will be done at the end of this month. He didn't name any one in particular or any specifics. It is thought, however, that charges could be brought against longtime FM department manager Deborah Crowder. Five people have been recently indicted by Secretary of State Elaine Marshall for breaking the Unified Athlete Agent Act. Former UNC tutor Jennifer Wiley Thompson was among those charged with athlete agent inducement in connection with Georgia-based sports agent Terry Watson, who was also indicted. He's accused of enticing athletes to employ him as an agent once they decide to go pro. Orange County once again took over with North Carolina's lowest unemployment rate for the month of November, falling to the lowest point since December of 2008. The North Carolina Department of Commerce, Labor, and Economic Analysis Division reported that between October and November of 2013, nearly 750 more people were employed and 403 fewer people claimed unemployment. Moreover, the comparison from November 2012 through November 13 shows great improvement. The difference in 1 year, more than 1,500 more people who have jobs, more than 1,100 fewer people on the unemployment list. That's an unemployment rate 1.5% better. Orange County's neighbor Chatham fell to the second best rate at 4.6%, just 0.3% behind Orange. Three of North Carolina's 100 counties are below the 5% mark. The third is Polk County in the southwestern part of the state at 4.9%. To see the complete results of November's unemployment rate, you can find the story on our website, chapelboro.com. December's unemployment rate, in case you're wondering, is scheduled to be released on January 28th. The U.S. Senate bill that would extend emergency jobless benefits another 3 months also would allow North Carolina workers to get such assistance again. The bill passed an early hurdle yesterday to revive the expired federal benefits nationwide, but it also contains a provision to let North Carolina again participate in that program after being terminated in July when the General Assembly scaled back benefits for the state unemployment benefit program. U.S. Senator Kay Hagan helped insert the new provision. North Carolina government would not have to change its new benefit structure to re-enter the voluntary program. The federal government pays for it. North Carolina had been the only state without those benefits, a move the U.S. Labor Department said last year would affect 170,000 people. Civil rights leaders are going to announce their plans for another round of protests over Republican policies in North Carolina. The state chapter of the NAACP is holding a news conference this morning to talk about a moral march on Raleigh on February 8th, as well as other protests. As you know, more than 900 people were arrested last year during Moral Monday protests at the state legislature. You may have even been one of them. We had a lot of people who live right here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County who were arrested last year. The groups were protesting Republican decisions after the party took over the governor's office and the state legislature, including the rejection of Medicaid expansion, tax cuts, and changes in voting laws. The NAACP is encouraging similar protests in neighboring South Carolina and Georgia. WCHL News Time, 8:13. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Ran Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound, seeing a heavy delay right now between Manning Drive and NC-54. No accident reported there, but we're seeing delays on NC-54 heading eastbound. Could be causing those delays. Eastbound between 15501 and I-40. Also, some slowdowns on I-40 heading eastbound, and it could be because of an earlier accident. We're seeing delays on I-40 eastbound, actually up to the Durham Freeway back from NC-751. Just minor to moderate delays there, but I-40 westbound seeing some delays because of an earlier accident, and this is causing heavy, heavy delays right now. Those delays from the airport or Aviation Parkway all the way back, heavy, heavy, again, on westbound all the way back to US 1. That is through the Wade Avenue interchange.
Wow.
And all the way back to US 1, the looks bad out there. Not good.
Does.
Causing problems on I-40 eastbound right now as well because of all those delays. Of course, people stopping and slowing down and, and looking to see what they can see. So,
always got to do that.
Yeah. So be on the lookout if you're traveling in that direction. Certainly give yourself some extra time and try to be safe in that area. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely. And Ron, do I have it right? You're going to be speaking with Barry Jacobs about basketball this morning?
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So excited to hear it.
Always love talking to Barry.
Definitely.
He's a Renaissance man.
He is.
He really knows a lot about a lot of stuff.
That's right.
But one thing that's really frustrating about these traffic delays on I-40 is oftentimes you'll be on I-40, things will be going along just well, mm-hmm. just fine. And then all of a sudden everything comes to nearly a complete stop and just stop and go and just horrible.
Yeah.
And it lasts for like a few minutes and then all of a sudden everything clears up. You never find out what caused it.
I swear there's just people that they're just paid to drive along the road and just slow down and cause problems and then speed up and get out.
Exactly.
Out, away from everyone.
It happens all the time late in the day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about morning because I'm always here, but
late
in the day, sometimes on the way to Raleigh or something, and my wife tells me the same thing, you know, coming from work in the park. It's just, it happens constantly,
right.
and it's just really frustrating. So
yeah.
That's the way it goes.
You betcha.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Heck, you might be stuck in traffic for a while, so make sure you got a good cup of coffee with you. All right, it is 14 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's cold, yeah, but not as cold as yesterday. Yesterday, we were in the single digits. Sunny skies today, not as cool. High in this afternoon in the upper 30s. Tonight, clear, not as cold with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 40s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Not as cool with the lows in the middle 30s, so it's not going to freeze tomorrow night. On Friday, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and a high up in the middle 40s. Sounds like a veritable heat wave. And, you know, the one good thing that we have to be thankful for is in addition to no ice and no precipitation, we don't have any wind out there this morning. That's a big change as well.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time, 8:16. North Carolina House Representative Verla Insko, who lives right here in Chapel Hill, is seeking her 10th term in office this year. She's also getting ready for the General Assembly to convene in short session beginning May 14th. This is following the tumultuous 2013 session, which sparked protesting and internal controversy over what some called a regressive agenda. WCHL's Rachel Nass spoke with the veteran leader, Verla Insko, to see what our priorities are for this year.
I think our whole education system, from strengthening our community colleges, pre-K through the university, is really critical, all those steps. So that's part of my top priority.
That's Insko, who represents Orange County for District 56. She said one of her main agenda points this year will be to counteract the cuts in 2013 to all levels of education. Insko said she wanted to focus on reducing budget cuts to the UNC system. For 2013 through 2014, the system saw $65 million in reductions. At the K-12 level, this past legislative session saw the elimination of many teachers' assistants and education support personnel positions, and for the sixth year in a row, teachers went without a pay raise.
This is an election year, and both parties like to appeal to their constituents, so I think we probably will see an effort to raise teacher pay, whether or not that'll be possible, and state employee pay. That would be, I think, one of our major goals in the short session.
Many have questioned the Republican-controlled state legislature's decision in 2013 to reject the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. The law places the burden of cost on the federal government for covering the poorest of the uninsured through Medicaid for the first 3 years. After that, the state would pay 10% of the cost. The expansion of Medicaid would have benefited 500,000 low-income residents. Due in part to new federal regulations and a push from state Democrats and advocacy groups, Insko said the expansion may go through in the next several years.
I believe that we will eventually expand Medicaid. I think that'll probably happen in 2015, but I'm working really hard right now with our county commissioners and churches to try to get them to pass resolutions endorsing Medicaid expansion. So that'll be part of my ongoing effort.
This past fall, our state representation from this area saw a shakeup of sorts following former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird's resignation from her District 23 seat. Valerie Fushi was appointed to fill Kinnaird's position. Greg Meyer was then appointed to fill Fushi's vacant House 50 seat. Though it is unknown whether the two leaders will retain their positions through the primary and November election, Insco said the three are already in communication.
It's not just a senior member educating freshmen, but real sharing across the board. They have been engaged in local issues more recently than I have, so I think they can update me on some of the things that are going on locally, and I can update them on how state government works.
The filing period for the North Carolina legislature this year is February 10th through the 28th, and the primary is May 6th. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 8:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Landscape Logic. I'm Ron Stutz. Tar Heel men's basketball team hopes to even up its conference record at 1-1 tonight when it welcomes Miami to Chapel Hill for a nationally televised matchup on the hardwoods. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the Tar Heels.
The 10-4 North Carolina men's basketball team will be hoping to defend its home court Wednesday night against the 8-6 Miami Hurricanes. The Tar Heels dropped their ACC opener 73-67 at Wake Forest Sunday night, while the Hurricanes lost to league favorite Syracuse in a tight contest 49-44. Head coach Roy Williams says one of the most disappointing aspects of the Wake defeat was the free throw disparity.
You know, it's a frustrating game. I mean, they shoot 33 free throws, we shoot 11. We get 8 million offensive rebounds, but we can't finish the play around the basket. You know, it was just a frustrating game in so, so many different ways. But the bottom line is that Wake Forest played better than North Carolina.
As a result, Coach Williams says Monday's practice was the most physical the team has had all year.
And it was the most physical practice we have had for an hour all year long. And they were beating each other up, and it didn't bother me in the least bit. And we've got to be more forceful around the basket and finish plays, and hopefully it helped us today, and we're going to try to do the same thing tomorrow.
The Tar Heels committed 17 turnovers against the Demon Deacons, and Coach Williams says most of those were, quote, silly turnovers.
We had four turnovers passing the ball from A to B, you know, where the defense was not involved. We had three turnovers just dribbling the basketball. One, they stripped JP, one Marcus dribbled it off his foot out of bounds, and one James Michael just dribbled it into the other guy, and he took off to the other end of the court. So it was a silly turnover.
It's been nearly impossible to know which Carolina team will hit the floor on any given night this season. Coach Williams says he shouldn't have to coach intensity and effort, but that's exactly what it has come to for this group of Tar Heels.
You know, somehow Roy Williams got to do a better job of getting the kids more fired up, more enthused. I've always said I shouldn't have to coach effort.
Right.
Okay, I shouldn't have to coach interest. I shouldn't have to coach desire. I should coach the execution of what we're trying to do. But I've done a poor job of getting these kids fired up to play, and it better change.
A tough road trip up to the Carrier Dome on Saturday to face the number two team in the nation, the Syracuse Orange, looms for the Tar Heels. But the Miami game comes first. UNC leads the all-time series with Miami 18-5, including a 9-2 mark in Chapel Hill. Tip-off is slated for just after 9 p.m. Wednesday in the Dean Smith Center. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Of course, we'll have complete coverage of the game right here on WCHL. As we mentioned earlier, Barry Jacobs joins us now to talk about Tar Heel basketball. And first of all, Barry's in Hillsboro. And Barry, the temperature here is 14 degrees. What do you got at your house?
That's what I had when I walked out to get the papers. Maybe it's gone up a little bit, but it's nice and brisk and sunny.
Yeah, it's a veritable heat wave compared to yesterday when we had 9 degrees on the thermometer.
So. Yes, the Beaver Pond is frozen.
Let me ask you about this game tonight. Carolina and Miami, you never know from one night to the next what you're going to get when the Tar Heels step onto the court. What do you see happening tonight in the Smith Center?
Well, Miami is a shell of the team that won the ACC last year, both regular season and the tournament. Their top six scorers left. So there are only a few players who we'll even see tonight who've been on the roster for more than a year. They're generally a team that's going to try and slow things down, play close to the vest, hope to keep the score close, which they did at Syracuse and came within 5 points of winning. And Syracuse is the number two team in the country. For Carolina, of course, I imagine they have been sufficiently verbally flogged so that they'll come out with a lot of energy and probably more concentration. than they showed in the game at Wake Forest the other day. And, you know, they should certainly be favored.
Not only is Carolina hard to figure out, but listen to what happened last night in the ACC. Duke beat Georgia Tech 79-57. That's not unexpected. But North Carolina State beat Notre Dame last night in South Bend 77-70. And that's after Notre Dame beat Duke. So what about this ACC race? What do you see happening?
Well, first of all, what I see happening is that everybody else is going to have to catch Syracuse and Pittsburgh, which is a little bit disquieting to those of us who are traditionalists. I mentioned something about that to the Pitt coach, and he just kind of laughed. And I said, you know, looks like the new guys may win the league. And he goes, who are the new guys? I said, you, Syracuse, Notre Dame. He said, well, I hope the league and the game officials don't think of us as the new guys. But I think after that, yeah, if you look around, it's hard to see that there's any powerhouse, and it's hard to see that any team is playing with some, especially the teams that are supposed to be the best, playing with some consistency. Roy Williams talks about that about North Carolina, but Duke has not been consistent, especially in its defensive effort and its concentration. As you mentioned, NC State, which I've seen in person four times, against Pitt, just kind of went to sleep in the second half, and their coach was very disappointed and vocally so. And then look what they did the next game. They beat Notre Dame, which undoubtedly was suffering a hangover from beating Duke and congratulating themselves a little too much. Virginia was supposed to be good. Yeah. Boston College was supposed to be good. They've lost almost three times as many games as they've won. So it's hard to figure out. Clemson's doing well. Florida State was doing well, and then they scored 17 points in the first half against Virginia on their own court. So it is a very unpredictable group right now.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, listen, I would not want to be one of those people who, ranks teams, votes on who's ranked number one and all that sort of thing. Duke last night playing its first game outside the top 10 since November of 2007, more than 6 years ago. Rebounded nicely last night with that win. But, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. It's really unpredictable, and that's what part of what makes college basketball so exciting. Barry, always fun to talk to you.
You too, Ron, and stay warm. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I'm trying my best, and same to you, buddy.
Thank you.
It is 8:26 at WCHL. Quick football note for you this morning. Tar Heel football freshman sensation Ryan Switzer has been named the College Football Performance Award Punt Returner of the Year. In 2013, Switzer led the NCAA with 5 punt return touchdowns. Switzer joins 2 other Tar Heels who have earned a CFPA award. Gio Bernard won the punt returning honor last year, while Zach Brown was named the Linebacker of the Year the previous season. Recipients of the College Football Performance Awards are picked exclusively on objective scientific rankings. More details on our website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's a big hooray for the ACC and more big boos for college athletics. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. And there I was thinking that 2014 would be a clean slate and we can finally move forward from the black clouds of the last 3 years. So I couldn't help thinking, as Florida State rallied to end the SEC's reign of BCS titles, that the games, the crowds, the interest, and the money keep getting bigger and bigger as the controversies grow right along with them. UNC keeps taking it on the chin, and now the national media is acting like it's contagious. 2 stories in the New York Times, 2 in Bloomberg Business Week, and Tuesday an expose by CNN featuring UNC's Mary Willingham, who claims she signed a fraudulent form saying athletes could read and write when she knew they couldn't. Tell me, where was Mary Willingham and Jay Smith 10 years ago when they supposedly saw all this outrage and said nothing? In no way excusing what happened at Carolina when Butch Davis's program overloaded the system to the point it imploded, this kind of stuff has been going on since the early 20th century, when Duke refused to play football at Carolina because it claimed there was professionalism going on in Chapel Hill. When you see the 100,000-seat Rose Bowl full for 2 games in 6 days and all the TV attention the BCS gets, It's little wonder that schools are cutting corners, signing kids who can help them win and reap the big bucks they need to keep in the athletic arms race. The sad part is that no one seemed to care when Auburn and Alabama both won national championships while still on NCAA probation, and that 5 years ago, Florida State had a much bigger and more blatant academic scandal than occurred here. Once Carolina, a so-called public ivy, got hit, it opened the floodgates from Joan O'Sara of the Times to national media coming in at the end of a story that should have died months ago. Willingham claims in the CNN piece that a Tar Heel basketball player came to see her who could not read and write. If Dean Smith could speak for himself, he would call BS on that, just as Roy Williams will do when asked about it. Is it breaking news for Bloomberg to publish links to all Dan Kane stories over the last 3 years? At least CNN said it's happening everywhere, not just here. And at least Johnny Swofford in the ACC won the last BCS championship and stopped 7 straight titles from those academic juggernauts in the SEC. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Hi, this is Roy Williams. One of the principles of good basketball is good rebounding. Without it, you'd never win a game. Even the greatest basketball players miss some shots, but rebounding is like having great insurance. Make sure you're prepared to rebound against life's unforeseen losses. For more than 30 years, the Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency has been a winner. Ted's not much of a basketball player, but you'll be glad that he's on your team.
Let Ted, Pete, and Amy protect your family. The Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency, a 30-year winning record for On Your Side service.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a winter heating checkup, available now for $39. The chill is on. Warm up with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air has been in the HVAC business since 1947. With today's deal, the certified specialist from Carolina Air Conditioning will provide you with the 5-star, 26-point heating and air conditioning checkup to ensure you're ready for the chilly temperatures ahead. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Cold today, not as cold. Sunny skies. High today in the upper 30s.
97.9 FM. WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
Over the eastern half of the country, there are still about 4,000 Indiana customers without power, but the chill is starting to ease up overall. This week, when it was so cold in Indianapolis, Mariah Grove couldn't get to a hospital to have a baby, so she delivered Evangeline Beatrix Grove herself.
Her due date was not until the 21st. I think she wanted to see the blizzard. She didn't want to miss out.
The blizzard warnings are over in Buffalo, roughly a foot and a half of snow there. WIVB-TV weather guy Don Paul, above Niagara Falls.
I've been here 30 years. One thing that has never happened before, we got ice jamming on the Niagara River.
The number of flight cancellations has dropped down to about 600 today. WBBM-TV's Megan Glaros, what's ahead?
The Arctic chill will recede back up into Canada, allowing for a significant warming trend to push in to much of the eastern half of the country. Places like Chicago will actually go above average by Friday. That will take us to nearly 40 degrees there.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
15 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Interfaith Council Executive Director John Dorwood says these cold temperatures are only adding to the stress on our community's homeless population and others who have problems keeping warm.
When the weather gets this cold, we see extra people. I haven't looked at the official count at the shelters, but I know that we had additional women and additional men last night. And our attitude in weather like this is that we basically try not to turn anyone away. We try to take everybody who shows up at the door who wants to stay.
Temperatures here in the Triangle dropped to a record low for the day. The official low in Chapel Hill yesterday was 9 degrees. Dorwood says as the temperatures fall, the number of those in need increases.
We're going to have additional people that are going to need to be sleeping with us. We'll have additional people that will come in to eat, try to get a hot meal to help combat this. And then we're going to see more people who maybe have a less than adequate heating unit in wherever it is that they're staying are going to be looking for more help with that.
The IFC helps in many ways. One is by giving out heat sources at its crisis unit in Carborough.
We've been handing out a lot of heaters and blankets and coats and all of those sorts of things to people who are trying to cope as well as they can with these frigid temperatures.
Dorward says little federal government funding is available for shelters anymore, so the organization has to turn to the community to ask for help.
We get help from all the local governments, congregations and foundations, individuals, businesses. We do well with that. So our funding comes from a variety of different sources. It's just not very much of it coming from the government standpoint anymore.
Once again, that is John Dorward, Executive Director of the Interfaith Council. The IFC's Community Services, Food Pantry, and Administrative Offices are at 110 West Main Street in Carrboro. The Community House, Men's Residential Facility, and Community Kitchen are in Chapel Hill at the corner of Columbia and Rosemary downtown. Men's Shelter will soon be at Martin Luther King Boulevard. The Home Start Residential Facility for Women and Children is located at 2505 Homestead Road. If you'd like to find out more about the IFC, look for this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Former UNC African and Afro-American Studies Chair Julius Nangoro was scheduled for his second court appearance yesterday morning on one felony charge connected to the UNC academic and athletic scandal, but he was not there at the Orange County Courthouse. Nangoro's name was on the court's docket, but Orange Chatham County District Attorney Jim Woodall said yesterday afternoon that Nangoro's appearance had been postponed. His next court date is set for April 29th. Woodall added that the date could actually be moved up by a week. More details on our website, chapelboro.com. Good news for Orange County. Once again, we are the site of North Carolina's lowest unemployment rate for the month of November. It's the lowest point since December of 2008, more than 5 years. The North Carolina Department of Commerce, Labor, and Economic Analysis Division reports that between October and November of 2013, nearly 750 more people were employed, 403 fewer people claimed unemployment. Moreover, the comparison from November 2012 to 2013 shows great improvement. The difference in 1 year, more than 1,500 more people who have jobs, more than 1,100 fewer people unemployed, resulting in an unemployment rate 1.5% better. Chatham County is second on that list. Third county of North Carolina's 100 is Polk County, both of those also with rates under 5%. A couple of things to tell you about here at WCHL that are going on. At WCHL, we're keeping the gift-giving going with our 12 days after Christmas giveaway. On the 10th day after Christmas, my true love gave to me a $50 gift card to Glass Half Full so I can dine for free. In today's giveaway, you have a chance to win a gift card worth $50 to dine at Glass Half Full, located on South Greensboro Street in Carrboro. To win today's great gift, enter at Our Local Deals Facebook contest page by midnight tonight. One random winner will be chosen. Again, go to Our Local Deals Facebook page by midnight tonight. That's the deadline, and then we'll choose a winner by random drawing. Happy 10th day after Christmas from WCHL. And one other important thing going on, it is a new year at WCHL. That means it's time for the 4th Annual Healthiest You Challenge, presented by UNC Healthcare. That's right, our annual 6-week health and wellness challenge is here again. Registration is officially open. For 6 weeks, you'll have access to the amazing facilities, services, and staff at the UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and their new location in Cary, as well as the support of a great team and team coaches. We can only accept 64 participants. They will be randomly selected from all the entries we get. So visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou to enter today and get your entry in before Sunday, January 19th. Good luck, and here's to the healthiest you in 2014.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, just 2 years ago, no one wanted to buy real estate, but that really changed in 2013. What happened?
Actually, a lot. The economy started growing, the stock market roared back, rates remained low, rents continued to climb, and people were simply less anxious. The buyers that were waiting for the bottom saw sales prices climbing, and they stepped up.
Kit, you are so smart. Inventory was really tight all year. Investors saw low rates and high rents, and they swept up a lot of property. Unusual competition for people looking to buy their own home. And buyers who did nothing in 2011 and 12 saw the writing on the wall.
It's going to be an interesting year. I'm telling buyers to get pre-qualified now by local mortgage brokers that I know and respect. Rates won't be low forever, and sellers need to start getting their home ready for the market now. Don't wait until March to start this process.
Kip Ballou, ladies and gentlemen. All business, all the time.
Oh, Sammy.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
No other musical statement can match its raw power and bracing energy. Be there to experience Beethoven's Fifth. Hear the North Carolina Symphony and Grant Llewellyn perform Beethoven's towering Fifth Symphony. Call 919-733-2750 today or go to Ticketmaster.com. This Friday and Saturday at Maimandi Concert Hall, and this Sunday in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall. Beethoven's Fifth with your North Carolina Symphony. Call 919-733-2750 today.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot, Roy. And by the way, what about Miami?
It's a big-time freaking team.
That's what I thought you'd say. 840 at WCHL. Good morning.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Around here in Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, any news about Lee Smith is big news. And that's not only because she's such a prominent citizen whose writing brings favorable attention to our towns from her fans across the world. It's more because she has earned the friendship of so many by her generous contributions of her talent and fame to so many good causes in our community. She's been a promoter and mentor and best friend to most of the many writers and aspiring writers who live here. Well, last week's big news was her appearance on UNC-TV's North Carolina Book Watch, kicking off a new season for that program. And she talked about her latest novel, Guest on Earth, which is set at Asheville's Highland Mental Hospital during the times that led up to the Great Fire of 1948 that killed Scott Fitzgerald's wife, Zelda. Through her central character, Evelina Toussaint, an orphan from New Orleans, Smith showed the complex mixture of joy and despair and accomplishment and failure. All of these things, combination of talent and disruption that make up the experience of those people who are affected by mental illness. She told me on the Bookwatch program that she'd been interested, quote, for so long in the terrible fire that took the life of Zelda Fitzgerald. Among 9 women who were in a locked ward on the top floor for their own safety because they'd had an insulin treatment that day. Smith continued that she was intrigued by this image of the fire, which was set by somebody and is an unresolved mystery. She says, it's given me a chance to look at life within the famous mental institution and to write about art. Zelda was not only a ballet dancer, but also an artist and writer. The new book gave Smith a way, she says, to write about art and madness and women in madness, refuge and safety. Her book, Smith says, looks very hard at the notion of mental illness. Who's crazy and who's not? And what does that even mean? And why is art so often in all its forms linked to madness? And she says there's a lot to talk about here. and there's a lot to consider and reconsider. And this gives me a wonderful framework to do that. Well, there's other news in Chapel Hill at the University Presbyterian Church. They're studying Smith's short stories in a sessions led by retired Carolina professor Joe Flora. And in just a couple of weeks, Smith will be at Chapel Hill's Flyleaf Books to help celebrate the work of her friend and fellow author, Elizabeth Spencer. Well, hope to see you there. This is D.G. Martin.
All right, D.G., thank you, buddy. It is 844 at WCHL. Raleigh Mann, straight ahead.
Weaver Street Realty is thrilled to welcome Crystal Fisher to the family. An award-winning agent at Community Home Trust for the last 10 years, Crystal is a certified housing counselor ready to help first-time homebuyers. She currently serves on the board of directors for the PTA Thrift Shop and the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. Crystal Fisher joins Gary Phillips, Louise Barnum, Jay Parker, Don Basnight, Clayton Nell, Bill Mullen, and Terry Turner at Weaver Street Realty. Stop by 116 East Main Street in downtown Carborough, or go to WeaverStreetRealty.com to learn more.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Div's at 942-5837 or go to MamaDivs.com.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
There is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. It is going to get warmer eventually, a little warmer this morning. Yesterday it was 9 degrees at this time. Right now it is 15, 845 at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Remember Woody's turned down sound? Woody Durham, beloved play-by-play announcer for Carolina basketball and football games, used to urge listeners to turn down the television sound so they could watch the basketball or football game while listening to Woody's memorable accounts of the game on the radio. Woody has retired now, and a team headed by Jones Angel and Eric Montross do an excellent job of bringing us radio coverage of Tar Heel games. But turn down the sound is another story. Now, if we want to silence the mindless prattle of the commentators assigned to report Tar Heels games on TV, we must endure a frustrating disconnect between the commentary we hear and the action we're watching. First, we will hear Jones's radio account of an exciting slam dunk, for example, while watching an opposing player pass the ball to a teammate at the other end of the floor. Eventually, we see a Carolina player steal that ball, pass it to a teammate, and finally, there's the dunk that Jones described to us several seconds earlier. 5 seconds, I believe, and it feels like much longer. Last week, the Carolina men were playing UNC Wilmington in basketball, and ESPN served us a broadcast team of Adam Amin reporting the play-by-play, and color announcer Jay Williams, a former Duke player who spent much of the game pretending to be an all-wise coach, offering his advice to the Tar Heels ad nauseum. Please, spare us. Just tell us what's happening on the court. Apparently, that is too much to ask, as these two preferred to yammer about matters unrelated to the game, while our TV picture showed us action that went on unexplained. That foul call? Who was it on? That blocked shot? Who made it? Do these guys actually get paid for this? There must be reasons for imposing these frustrating delays between radio accounts of game action and what we actually see on TV. Be they technical or simply based on profit motive, it's high time that someone with a brain that understands what's best for fans should blow the whistle on this silliness. Let's bring back Turn Down the Sound. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is time again for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's, in more ways than one, Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Cruiser's, good to go. Well, Rand Northam has been reporting on traffic all morning long, and for the most part, it's been a pretty good day, but we've had some real delays on I-40 East heading toward the park, some real backups, and things still relatively slow, so just take it easy and try and get there safely. Don't fall into a fit of road rage. It's really frustrating sometimes. Just think about it this way. We're lucky that we don't have ice and snow and sleet and all that kind of stuff to contend with. It's really, really cold, but it's a dry cold, and it's going to get warmer. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at the weather right now. And the forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 15 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. We had a low yesterday morning of 9. The low this morning, 14 in Chapel Hill. Sunny skies today, not as cool, with a high in the upper 30s. At least we're going to rise above the freezing mark. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies, not as cold. Still frigid, but not as cold. Lows in the low 20s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with the highs in the middle 40s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a slight chance of rain. Not as cool with lows around 35. And then on Friday, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, particularly late in the day, and the high in the middle 40s. So kind of getting back to normal here. And darn it, with a weekend coming up, looks like it might rain. Friday night, cloudy, slight chance of rain, low in the upper 30s. And looking ahead for the rest of your weekend, Saturday and Saturday night, cloudy, rain likely. High middle 50s, lows low 40s, 70% chance of rain Saturday and Saturday night. Then on Sunday, we'll have a 30% chance of rain as well, with a high up in the low 60s. Can you believe it? It is amazing the stuff we go through with this weather forecast.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We're open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car. The Southern Rail, it will take you back.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to report home sales are jumping, and so are we. 2014 is off to a great start, with many more homes being sold as compared to this time last year. I predict we will have an awesome winter and spring market. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This is News Talk 1360, WCHL.
And 97.9 FM, WCHL. It is 8:51 at WCHL. Ron Stutz here. Hope you're off to a good start today. And it is a little bit warmer, so that's a little bit more bearable out there. But please, dress in layers. Good idea. We talked about this before. Good idea to keep a blanket in your car and maybe a change of clothes, even if you can do that. Maybe an extra jacket or something, because you never know when you're going to have car problems. Any kind of a, you know, dead battery, you're going to be stuck outside for an extended period of time. It's a good idea to always be prepared when these temperatures are below freezing. Now, it's going to get a little above freezing later on in the day, as we just said a moment ago in the forecast. High today in the upper 30s. Heck, we might even get to 40 today. And that sounds like a heat wave compared to what we've had lately. I'll tell you that much. It is really, really cold. It's been that way all over the country. We don't have it as bad here as they do in a lot of other places, and we are all thankful for that, that's for sure.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I have, back up the brokers and do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. you know, jack of all trades, master of none, cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy. And, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it. And wow. So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure it happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you in your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents, so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silk Hope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day from over an hour ago. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, and tell me the answers to those questions, and you can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call once again, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Brenda Ray is just about the best friend Hillsborough ever had, especially when it comes to helping out the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce.
Here's Margaret Camel, Executive Director of the Chamber, to tell you why.
Well, Brenda is one of those quiet individuals who just is there, and she comes and she does her job, and she doesn't want a whole lot of fanfare, but she is very deserving of it. She has been a volunteer at every Hog Day. She has been there and usually working in the barbecue tent in the busiest part of the day and the hottest, busiest volunteer opportunity, and she is in charge of the barbecue tent and just does a really good job, again, you know, making sure that things stay running and things get out the door and people are satisfied.
Brenda Ray is also today's WCHL hometown hero.
She's also when here at the chamber office, whenever we need anything, we can call her up and say, I'm not going to be here today. Could you come sit in the office? And she's willing to come in and stay.
Wow.
She worked for many years at Piedmont EMC and retired recently and has spent a lot of her time since then volunteering in different places. She also is a big volunteer with Relay for Life in Alamance County, and she's taught her daughter Cheryl the same sort of values because Cheryl is involved in all kinds of extracurricular activities as well.
Just because of her wonderful community spirit, Brenda Ray serves as a great ambassador for Hillsborough.
Brenda is, as I said, she's one of the selfless people. She not only works with the chamber as a volunteer on Hog Day, but she also volunteers for us at the Candlelight Tour, which is just about always the coldest day of the year. She is the person that will sell you your ticket, and so she ends up sitting outside or at a table selling tickets the whole day, and always does it with a smile on her face and is very happy to help people and to promote the town and promote the chamber and promote tourism here, and is a great representative of Hillsborough.
Our thanks to Margaret Cattle for the nomination. Brenda Ray, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
857 at WCHL. Congratulations, Chris Moran, with the word of the day. Subterfuge. S-U-B-T-E-R-F-U-G-E. Subterfuge. It means hinting at things that flew in the night. The most famous case of that I can think of is when Robert Irsay moved the Baltimore Colts from Baltimore in the middle of the night, really, and nobody knew he was going to do it. Subterfuge. I suppose it could apply to spy activities and that sort of thing as well. Chris Moran's going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a winter heating checkup, available now for $39. The chill is on. Warm up with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air has been in the HVAC business since 1947. With today's deal, the certified specialist from Carolina Air Conditioning will provide you with the 5-star, 26-point heating and air conditioning checkup to ensure you're ready for the chilly temperatures ahead. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, a little warmer today. 15 degrees right now, sunshine, not as cool. High today in the upper 30s. That sounds great, doesn't it? Tonight clear, not as cold with a low in the low 20s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 45 degrees. Whatever you do, try and stay warm.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Unemployment is still around 7%, but the employment outlook is improving.
It feels like the job market has kicked into a higher gear.
A report released a short time ago shows that private employers added 238,000 jobs in December, the most in a year. Economist Mark Zandi says one key industry scored its biggest gain in 7 years.
Most notable was a significant increase in construction jobs, which highlights the growing importance of the housing recovery to the job market.
But gains were strong across the board. Almost half the people surveyed by Bankrate.com said the premiums, copays, and deductibles for job-based health insurance are going up, and a lot of them blame health care reform. Bankrate.com analyst Doug Whiteman says support for that law is slipping.
Only 38% are saying